Mini Beasts by Anita Guarneri. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. 2012. What are mini beasts? Mini beasts are small animals. You can also call them creepy crawlies. Insects, such as ants, wasps, butterflies, and beetles, are mini beasts. Insects are not the only mini beasts. Spiders, slugs, and snails are also mini beasts. Woodlice, leeches, and centipedes are mini beasts too. Some mini beasts live on land, and some live in ponds, rivers, or the sea.
Did you know? There are more than a million kinds of insect. That's more than any other kind of animal.
Where do mini beasts live? Mini beasts live almost everywhere. You can find them in gardens and parks. Watch butterflies feeding on flowers. Turn over a stone to find a woodlouse. Look out for webs on fences or outside windows. Spiders make these webs.
Did you know? Earthworms are mini beasts that live underground.
Mini beasts also live in fields, woods, rivers, and ponds. A pond is a good place to see mini beasts. A dragonfly has very long wings for flying fast across the water. It catches other insects to eat. Some types of spider, snail, and beetle live under the water. Mini beast bodies. This mini beast is a honeybee. A honeybee is an insect. Every insect has three pairs of legs. That is six legs altogether. Many insects have wings and can fly. An insect has a hard case around its body. This mini beast is a spider. A spider has eight legs, not six like an insect. Most spiders have two rows of four eyes. That is eight eyes altogether.
Did you know? Millipedes have lots more legs than insects or spiders. Some millipedes have 375 pairs of legs. That is 750 legs altogether.
How do mini beasts move? Mini beasts move in different ways. They fly, hop, crawl, or slither. They use their wings, long legs, and slippery bodies. A grasshopper has long back legs for jumping. It can jump high in the air. When it is high enough, it opens its wings and flies. Grasshoppers jump to get away from hungry birds.
Did you know? A honeybee flaps its wings about 250 times a second to stay up in the air.
A water boatman is an insect that lives in ponds. It lies on its back in the water. Then it uses its back legs to swim along. It eats tadpoles and small fish.
Did you know? Slugs and snails leave slimy trails behind them. The slime helps them to slide across the ground.
Mini beast travels. Some mini beasts do not travel very far. They crawl up a plant stem or fly from tree to tree. But monarch butterflies are amazing. They live in Canada in summer, then in winter they fly to California or Mexico where it is warm. This is more than 3,000 kilometres. Every year, millions of globe skimmer dragonflies make an even longer journey. They fly high in the sky and glide on the wind across the sea from India to Africa.
Did you know? Some birds follow the dragonflies as they fly and eat them. Did you know? The butterflies fly to the same place every year. Sometimes they even find the same trees.
Mini beast senses. Mini beasts use their senses to find out about the world around them. A fly has two large eyes on the sides of its head. Each eye has hundreds of tiny lenses. The fly can see tiny movements.
Did you know? A cricket has ears on its front legs. They are tiny holes with skin across the top.
Insects use antennae for smelling. A male moth has long antennae that look like feathers. It can pick up smells from a long way away. Insects also use their antennae for tasting and touching things.
Did you know? Spiders cannot see very well. They use the hairs on their bodies to find their way.
What mini beasts eat? Mini beasts eat many different things. Leeches are mini beasts that eat blood. A leech has a sucker at each end of its body. It sticks onto an animal and starts to drink. When the leech is full, it falls off. Bees drink nectar and collect pollen from flowers. The bee brushes the yellow pollen into little baskets on its back legs. When these are full, the bee flies to its nest. It feeds the pollen to its young.
Did you know? Cockroaches eat almost anything. They eat rubbish in a bin.
Although many mini beasts eat leaves, stems, flowers and pollen, others eat meat, blood and each other. Butterfly life story. A butterfly starts life as a tiny egg, but it grows up quickly. Here is its life story. 1. In the spring, a female butterfly lays some eggs on a leaf. 2. The eggs hatch and a caterpillar crawls out of each egg. 3. The caterpillars eat the leaves and grow bigger and bigger. 4. Then each caterpillar makes a hard case around its body. This is a chrysalis. 5. Inside the case, the caterpillar's body turns into a butterfly. 6. The chrysalis opens and the butterfly crawls out. Its wings are soft and wet. They dry in the sun. 7. Then the butterfly flies away.
Did you know? A female butterfly can lay 100 eggs every day.
Mini beast mothers. Most mini beasts lay eggs and leave them. But a mother earwig looks after her eggs. She lays them in a hole in the ground and washes them to keep them clean. If an egg rolls away, she pulls it back again to keep it safe.
Did you know? A cuckoo bee does not look after her eggs. She lays them in another bee's nest.
A female wolf spider lays her eggs inside a ball of silk. She carries the ball around with her as she looks for insects to eat. When the baby spiders hatch, they climb onto their mother's back. Mini beast builders. Some mini beasts build nests for their eggs. Other mini beasts build webs and traps to catch food. A hive is a honeybee's nest. They build the nests in trees. Inside, they make rows of tiny boxes out of wax. The bees keep honey and lay eggs in the boxes. A trapdoor spider lives in a burrow under the ground. The burrow has a door that opens and shuts. The spider sits by the door and waits for an insect. Then the spider opens the door, jumps on the insect, and eats it.
Did you know? Termites are tiny insects that build big mud nests. Some termite towers are 3 times taller than an adult person.
Fangs and stings. Spiders eat insects and other mini beasts. Some spiders hunt for food. Others trap insects in their sticky webs. They kill the insects with poison. The spider bites the insect and puts in poison with its fangs. Birds and other animals eat mini beasts. Wasps use poison to keep them away. A wasp has a long, sharp sting at the end of its tail. It sticks its sting into an enemy and then poisons it.
Did you know? A bombardier beetle shoots hot poison at its enemies. It fires the poison out of its tail. Bang!
Colours and patterns. Can you see this mini beast? It has a pink body that looks like petals. It looks like a pink flower. But if a small insect lands on it, it gets a nasty shock. The pink flower is a large insect called a mantis. The mantis grabs the small insect and eats it.
Did you know? A hawk moth has eyes on its wings. They are not real eyes, but they look scary to birds.
Mini beasts use colours and patterns to hide from their enemies. One kind of leaf insect has a green body that is the same shape as a leaf. When it sits on a real leaf, it is very hard to see. Hairy spider. Some mini beasts are not mini at all. This spider is called a bird eater. It has a big, hairy body and long, hairy legs. It is one of the biggest spiders in the world. It can grow as big as a large plate. The bird eater lives in a burrow and comes out at night to look for food. It eats insects and other spiders, but it also catches lizards and small birds. It waits for them to come near, then grabs them and bites them.
Did you know? If you scare a bird eater, it hisses. Then it flicks hairs into your face.